Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Sanhedrin 47. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph from 46a, the Mishnah had stated that after we convict a person and we stone this person who is convicted, we then hang them. And after we hang them, we take them down before nightfall. Or otherwise, if we don't remove them from the tree before nightfall, we're in violation of a prohibition from the Torah. And then we must bury the person. And says our Mishnah, V'loa Yukovin Oso. Bekivros avosav. We do not bury this convicted criminal, this who was executed, in the cemeteries of their fathers. We don't bury them in their family graveland. Ella shtei bate kivros hayumutukanen lebezin. There were two cemeteries which have been established for the Bethdin. Achas lenehragin v'la nechanakin. One was for those who were killed via a sword or via strangulation. These are what's known as the lighter forms of execution. And then there was two other types of executions, v'achas l'neskal v'anisrafin, stoning and burning, which are generally known to be more severe executions. And so therefore, there were two cemeteries. One was reserved for those who were only punished by the lesser form of execution, and the others were reserved for those who were punished but for the more severe crimes that were worthy of stoning or burning. And then after their flesh of their bodies decomposed, our Mishnah tells us that they would gather up the bones and return them to the ancestral graveyard of their family. That is what our Mishnah says on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. On our Daf Yomi on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks the question, V'kol kach lama, why is this the case? Now this is interesting when I ask why this is the case, because Rashi explains that the Gemara concludes when it says Gemara Gemirilei that this is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rashi concludes that this is a law from Moses at Sinai, that they're supposed to be buried in this fashion in two separate types of graveyards from the court. But nonetheless, the Gemara is asking, why is this the case? And the Gemara explains that the reason is Lafisha ain kovrin rasha etzel tzaddik, because we do not bury a wicked person next to a righteous person. And the Gemara tells us what the source for this idea that we don't bury a wicked person next to a righteous person is. And the source comes from a story that appears in the first book of Kings, chapter 13, and also in the second book of Kings, where it's the continuation of the story, the second book of Kings, also in chapter 13. And the Gemara cites a verse. The reason why we know that a wicked person is not buried next to a righteous person is as follows. The verse states, Vayihi heim kovrim ish. Behold, they were burying a man, Vihine ra'uas ha'gadud, and they saw that there was the army passing by, Vayashlichu es ha'ish bekever Elisha, and they cast this man into the grave of Elisha, meaning to say that the prophet Elisha was already buried, and he was lying in a grave, and then they were burying a man in a different grave, and they threw this man down because they were surprised by the army that was passing by. And what happened was, Vayiga ish ba'atzmos Elisha, this man who was thrown down interacted, he touched the bones of Elisha, Vayechi vayakom ha'raglav, and so Elisha arose, and he was resurrected, and he stood up on his feet. And so that is the story, and the Gemara says, this proves basically that why was Elisha resurrected? Because he was not able, God didn't want him to be buried next to this wicked person. And that's the source of this idea that a righteous person like Elisha should not be buried next to a wicked person. Now, what is this story? What is the background? So Rashi tells us that the person who was thrown in to the grave accidentally and touched Elisha goes back to 1 Kings chapter 13, where we're told about an unidentified prophet, Isha Elohim, a man of God, and this person who Rashi identifies as the prophet Edo was told by God to give a prophecy, and he gave a prophecy, but God also told him he wasn't allowed to eat, and he had to go back on a different path. But then this false prophet came and convinced and tricked Edo into eating, and as a result of this, this prophet who we identified as Edo was eaten by a lion and dies. And so then The false prophet says he wants to be buried next to Edo. What happened was, now we come back to 2 Kings, and in this story in 2 Kings, we're told that this same false prophet is actually the one who fell into the grave of Elisha. And so that is the story, how Rashi understands it. And from here we see, says our Gemara, that just like, the Gemara goes on and tells us, just like Kashem Shein Kovrim Rasha Yitzel Tzadik, just like we don't bury a wicked person next to a righteous person, Kach in over in Russia, Chamor, it's a Russia cow. So that for this reason, we don't also bury somebody who's done lesser sins next to one who's done greater sins. We don't bury the two together because the tzaddik shouldn't be near a Russia, and the Russia shouldn't be near an even greater Russia. And indeed, this is actually recorded as the halacha that a righteous person should not be buried next to a wicked person, and even a wicked person there should be a distinction. And indeed, the halacha goes even further that within the cases of a tzaddik should not be buried, according to the Shulchan Aruch, next to a chosin muflag, against to a real pious person. The tzaddik should be on his level with somebody who's a tzaddik like him. There's somebody even greater. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we're allowed to bury a baal teshuvah, somebody who's a penitent, next to a tzaddik gamur, next to somebody who is completely righteous. So this actually is the Bir Agra has to explain this, because who was this person who fell into the grave? Who was this false prophet? So the Yalkut Shimoni Midrash tells us that this was actually the grandson of Moses, Yonasan ben Gershom ben Moshe, and he had repented. And so therefore, since he had repented, the question is, how come he wasn't allowed to be buried next to Elisha? So we have to say that there's a difference between somebody who's repented for a sin that they did just one time and somebody who lived their whole life in sin. Somebody who lived their whole life in sin, they can repent, but they still can't be buried next to a tzaddik.